Morning, Andrew.
Hey, Tess. How are you?
Yeah, going really well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good today.
I'm glad to hear. It's all right.
Got a bit of a cough. Try not to cough on you.
Oh, please don't. That's okay.
Isn't that terrible, though? It's like, you know, summer's just about to say bye, and now it's just, okay, coughs, colds.
Cough season is
welcome.
Back. It was cold until November, and now we're getting more colds straight in February. Mm. Love that.
Bom, bom.
What are we talking about today?
Okay, so today I've brought in a collection from Sydney author Deborah Adelaide. Deborah's the author of novels such as The Hotel Albatross and The Household Guide to Dying, and as well as nonfiction and short stories. She's an associate professor at the University of Technology, Sydney, and there she teaches creative writing. So she's also been shortlisted for numerous literary awards, including the Stella Prize. So, of course, we discussed the Stella Prize last week.
We did.
So, you know, Deborah Adelaide. She knows her writing.
She's amazing.
Right. So today I want to discuss her most recent short story collection. It's entitled Zebra.
Ooh.
Now, this is kind of a hard ask, but it's also an easy one. I find with short story collections, it's easy to dip in, discover something wonderful, and it also offers that most elusive of reading experiences, a single sitting pleasure that delivers as much thoughtful punch as a novel. You know, you can sit down, you can just knock through one.
I find them really good as well if you've only got 10 minutes here and there. Mm. It's not something that you read. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can find it really difficult to read 10 minutes of a book and then have to go somewhere and read another 10 minutes. And I find it really easy to lose track of the story that way. So short stories are a really good answer to that.
Yeah, I can read underwater with a mouthful of marbles. No, that's not how that saying goes. I do just like when you can just sit down and get one out. I mean, there are going to be people writing in saying, no, an unputdownable novel. I stayed up all night. But this way you get sleep as well.
That generally it helps.
But of course, it's a collection. What should I share with you in this wonderful collection that includes 14 short stories? Do I explore the story of a woman searching her memory for the dead body hidden in the backyard?
Oh.
Do I explore the strange dystopian future where Australia has been fragmented and we communicate via disrupted radio broadcasts with our central heart?
Okay. All right. Okay.
What I'm not, though. I've actually decided to focus on the novella that gives the collection its name.
Zebra. Nice.
So Zebra is the final story of the collection and it's the most substantial. In Zebra, we travel to the lodge where the Prime Minister is abandoning her budget papers in favour of a ramble through her expansive garden.
Oh, sounds like something I'd do if I was Prime Minister. Screw you guys, I'm going for a walk.
This is a really good Prime Minister, though. Like, as the story progresses, we learn this Prime Minister would be arguably our most successful Prime Minister, well-loved. She's solving the problems.
Ooh.
But this PM, sort of, she disdains the press scrum, and as we move with her, we see that she's deeply concerned with how her stewardship of the country is going to see it develop.
Oh, about the future after she leaves the office?
And it only occurred to me as I'm saying this, I'm like, I don't think at any point we hear her worry about re-election.
Well, this truly is a fiction book.
That alone is a story. Oh, yeah, absolute fiction. So on the outskirts of the lodge, she discovers her neighbour surreptitiously moving the shared fence by several inches onto her side, but is met by a volley of verbal abuse every time she approaches the boundary. And there's a strange correspondence she starts receiving from a private zoo in America that sees the arrival of the gift of a zebra to the lodge.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Sure.
So Zebra is this intensely personal story about the highest office in the land and the public and private roles the PM must fulfill. The daily grind is always there in these ever-present kind of papers and engagements that the PM must attend to, but the work is shown in private moments. So we see infrastructure projects in the construction of a children's adventure area and a labyrinth in the lodge garden.
Cute.
Leadership is shown as the PM negotiates this sort of detente with the abusive neighbour and puts his vitriolic energy to a productive use. And all the while, she's denying her private passions for the good of the country. The labyrinth also, it becomes a home, not to a minotaur, but a really unexpected and wonderful surprise. It actually starts drawing people to it. Throughout Zebra, the idea of stewardship is primary. And I want that to sink in for people, because if we really look at our leaders of late, and of late I'm talking about the length of some people's lives, stewardship that we're actually guiding and somewhere and not just leadership or, you know, petty power grabbing, Stewardship is primary. And as Deborah Adelaide shows us, a way to live on the land, not as if we own it, but we're simply its current occupants. And I guess she also points out that we have the kind of this duty to the first Australians, like this idea that we have done wrong here, who have stewarded the land for so much longer than we can know. I mean, you can say a word like 65,000 years, but to let that actually sink in. This is a really subtle and surprising story, offering so much in the interplay of characters. Of course, there are political overtones. How could there not be in a story about the PM that's set in the lodge? But it's the management of the relationships that really shone for me. And so that's Zebra from Deborah Adelaide's collection, Zebra. And even if I've said too much about that particular story, know that there are 13 more in the collection to discover and get out and read.
I love it. Put a collection of short stories on the list for the week. What else are we? What are we chatting about next week?
Oh, so I'm going to keep mixing it up. So okay. We've just done a collection of short stories. Next week, just in time for Mardi Gras, I want to talk about a fantastic new book for children called Wrestle.
Ooh.
It's actually come out from the creators and one of the stars of the documentary Gaby Baby.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading that he'd written a book.
Yeah, yeah. So, the name escapes me, Max.
I know the one you're talking about. I can see the face.
Yes.
I can see.
He is the poster child of Gaby Baby. He is the fabulous young man sort of standing proudly with his chest out. He has produced a book called Wrestle, and I'm going to bring that in for you next week. And it's going to be interesting. I'm doing a book club about a children's book. But I think, you know, we don't talk about kids' books enough, so let's do it.
Can't wait. Thanks, Andrew.
See you, Tess.